USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump continues to push back, saying the 2020 election was rigged against him as his legal team continues to fight against election fraud. During an event at the White House Monday, he said the election was not only unfair to him, but to the American people.
We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in, we will never give up, and we will never back down. We will never, ever surrender.
The president also called the election a disgrace to our country. It took barely a second. She rolled up her sleeve, and Britain's Margaret Keenan became on Tuesday the first person to receive the Pfizer vaccine shot outside of clinical trials, as the first mass immunization campaign in the United Kingdom begins. A rare Tuesday night football game tonight. The Dallas Cowboys will be in Baltimore and play the Ravens, 8.05 p.m. Eastern on Fox and the NFL Network. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
In October 1947, at Murat Desert Test Center in California, history is made by this aircraft, the XF-1, and its pilot, Captain Charles D. Yeager. This airplane and this pilot are about to be the first ever to fly faster than the speed of sound in level flight.
He was 97 years old when he died Monday in a Los Angeles hospital. Air Force officer, flying ace, and test pilot Chuck Yeager has passed on. Chuck's professional career is depicted in the movie The Right Stuff. Congress doesn't want to miss a paycheck. A stopgap funding measure that will avert a government shutdown and provide lawmakers more time to operate. Negotiations over the $1.4 trillion catch-all spending package are playing out alongside bipartisan efforts to pass a stimulus to failing Americans. Congressional leaders hope to attach the stimulus bill to the must-pass spending bill. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Pittsburgh Steelers suffered their first loss at the hands of the Washington football team, 23-17 Monday night. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin.
I'll start by tipping my cap to Coach Rivera and the Washington football team, man. They made the significant plays tonight, and we didn't, particularly in the second half. And I thought that was the difference in the game. You know, we were down in the red area twice, and we went for it on fourth down and didn't convert either. So possession down ball was heavy in this football game, and we paid the consequences of it, of failure in it, such as life in our game. I'm excited about facing the adversity of losing with this group, man, and smiling in the face of it and preparing and getting ready for our next challenge.
The Buffalo Bills beat up on the 49ers 34-24. 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan.
We got four more games that we can account for that we're in charge of, and we got to win all of them. I felt going into this game that I felt starting with the Rams, and I felt like this game was a playoff game for us. And then when you lose it, you just leave stuff up to other people. And I know with our team right now, the only thing that we can count on and control is making sure we win the rest of these. And that starts versus Washington next week. We got a short week. I just want the guys to get back to this hotel. Don't plan on seeing any of them tomorrow. Coaches are going to get together, and we're going to get ready for Washington, have the guys rehab. You know, they still left a lot out there tonight, you know, physically and everything. So hopefully spend tomorrow right, and when they see us on Wednesday, we're coming ready to go versus Washington. I mean, it starts with the first game, but, you know, we got to win all of these. So we got to focus on Washington and get that done and then look to the next week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.